You may remember him from his playing days, part of the team that played for the first Natty in 2010, drafted by the Buffalo Bills in the 2012 draft. Welcome back, Mark Asper. Mark, you're not going to get a better radio interview introduction than that.
Never going to get a better introduction than that.
How's it going?
It's going good. Obviously, I just want to weigh in on some of this stuff, if I can.
Absolutely.
I've been listening to it for quite a while, and the blood's boiling a bit. I'm going to say that, you know, in my NFL career, I bounced around. I was a backup guy, so I played for like 8 different teams in my time. And, you know, coaches that are good are good. Coach Greatwood, he's an NFL caliber guy. Coach Campbell, Coach Osborne, Coach Neal, Coach Pelham, when he was a linebackers coach. I mean, they were as good as any of the guys I talked with, was coached by in the NFL, you know. And so it's too bad to see all those guys go. But, you know, rioting in the streets isn't going to change anything now. So that being said, also, I take issue. My biggest gripe with the situation is some of the vibe and the comments that Rob Mullins made about the players being upset with the decision. And as a former player, I feel like if you wanted to keep Coach Helfrich, if you wanted to keep these coaches, work harder, play harder, work out more, screw around less, do your job. You do your job, they keep their job. So don't whine and complain that you wanted to keep Coach Helfrich as your coach. You should have done it on the field. Let your play talk with how well you love your coach. You know, I had Coach Bilotti for 2 years and Coach Kelly for 3. You know I would have ran through a brick wall for those guys. I know they would have done the same for me. I know Coach Helfrich, he was the OC when I was there. He's a great guy. I'd do that for him, too. I'd run through a wall if he asked me to. He's that type of a guy. But, you know, the penalties, the lack of discipline, the shenanigans, just the general focus and attention that the program had, I don't know if our players lost focus or what, but don't complain now that, you know, the house is getting taken down. Don't complain now. You should have taken care of business. You should have gone out and played harder. You should have done what the coaches told you to do, because these were good coaches. They prepared you better than anybody you're ever going to find. You know, I'm disappointed with the shakeup. Hopefully some of the great coaches decide to come back and get an opportunity to keep coaching here, because we had some really good coaches.
Hey, Mark, I wanted to ask you something in general. As somebody who, your last 2 years were the perfect regular season to face Auburn, then the Rose Bowl victory after 2011 Wisconsin. When guys started to have, if guys had a lack of discipline on the field, unsportsmanlike conduct, for an offensive lineman that might fall into the false start area, or maybe start to step outside the lines of proper behavior off field, as a fourth-year guy, then a fifth-year senior, would you and guys who were your peers intervene, and rather than just leave it up to the coaches and say, "Hey, we're all busting our ass here. There's a lot on the line. You better straighten out."
Oh yeah, that culture of tending to your own. I mean, that, you know, it's kind of like Rob Mullins compared it to a family. You know, when mom and dad get divorced, you can't blame the kids 100%. You know,
right.
The same deal. We can't blame the players 100% for what happened, but the culture that's created in the program, yeah, it's partly what the coaches can create, but it's also a lot of what the players buy into. And I know that the message and the culture is good, and so I feel like there had to be some lack of buy-in, some lack of belief, some lack of trust here, where the guys maybe felt more important than the program. And they, you know, when I started to see guys, you know, celebrating as individuals instead of celebrating as a team, that was, you know, that's an eyesore to a guy who's been through the program and knows what it takes to be great. It's like, okay, he's becoming an individual. He's not playing. He's not about the team. And yeah, it takes team leadership, player leadership, to bust guys and say, hey, you can't do that crap. You can't do these things, because the individual that gets selfish and doesn't do his job in the off season, doesn't work out, doesn't do film study, doesn't do the things he's supposed to do, you know, puts himself out on the field, and if he hasn't prepared himself to be ready, and he has to make penalties and you know, and take cheap shots after a play and do that kind of crap because he hasn't prepared himself, and he's embarrassed of his individual effort, he's putting himself in front of the team, and that's where it all starts falling apart. Guys become, they lose sense of the team mindset, and it's partly the coach's job to instill that, and it's very much the player's job to buy into that.
All right. Hey, Mark, we appreciate your insight. You're the man. Always great to hear from you. Hang in there. I know you sound a little distressed, but we always appreciate you taking the time to share with us.
Well, it's mostly I'm worried about the alumni golf tournament. You know, it's coming up in the spring. I'm worried, you know, who's going to be there, who's not. Do I got to, you know, I had a good group going. I don't want to have to get a new group. You know, we're vying for the alumni tournament championship every year, you know.
Well, it's nice to see you have your priorities in order as well. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Yeah, go Ducks.
All right, take it easy. That's brilliant.